Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are live at Little Woodrow's on Bel Air Boulevard. If you've come to our Little Woodrow's shows before and you're thinking, which one is that again? This is not one that we've done the show at before. This is one that's just inside the loop, just inside the train tracks on Bel Air Boulevard. Stop by and say hello. John McClain will be by at 4:20 today. Sean Pendergast, Rich Lord with you. So, Rich, we've talked a lot about I don't know if ultimately all the energy we've expended talking about what could happen to Josh Rosen is going to be useful or not useful. I find these conversations to be kind of fun this time of year.
Oh, sure. This is what it's all about this
right,
time of year.
But all the chess pieces and everything else. And we've talked a lot about Josh Rosen and speculating what he might be worth in a trade. The Big Lead put up a story about this. And I think does a really good job of bringing up both sides of the Josh Rosen freshman season, we'll call it, rookie year.
Okay.
And this is going to ultimately, we're going somewhere with this. It's going to tie to Deshaun Watson. So stay with us here. One of the things I was shocked at, I mean, I'd watched some Arizona Cardinal football this year, mostly because it's on in the background on the Red Zone channel while we're doing the post-game show. So that's one, you know, as opposed to the Texans where we've got to be dialed in on it during that noon slot. There's so many Arizona games that are going on. So, and I say highlights, most of the time the Cardinals are on the wrong end of those highlights this year. There's a reason they're picking first.
They were terrible, yeah.
They were bad.
Well, they go 3-13?
Yes. Josh Rosen's season in 2018 was statistically the second worst season of the last decade.
Yeah, and when you hear the only guy that's worse than him, you're going to go, wow.
Jamarcus Russell, 2009. Jamarcus Russell.
Was one of the biggest draft busts ever, especially considering he came into the league before the new rookie wage scale.
Literally and figuratively, one of the biggest draft busts ever. Because, Rich, he was also fat.
Yeah.
He was obese.
Yeah, and then he got busted for shipping across state lines.
Purple drink.
The ingredients
codeine.
To make purple drink.
Yeah.
It was a bad thing.
Not good. Not good. So Josh Rosen was...
Although he could throw from one end zone to the other at LSU.
The big thing I heard, Rich, he could throw it 80 yards on his knees. I remember people kept bringing that up during the draft process.
Right.
Jamarcus Russell, Mel Kiper Jr., this is a guy who can throw 80 yards from his knees. I'm like, when exactly are you on your knees in the pocket trying to throw deep to somebody?
Had he had his head screwed on right, he might have been a pretty good player.
I think if
he had some great raw skills.
I think if he got drafted by almost any other organization, he would have had a better shot than getting drafted by the Raiders in the mid-2000s. That was a completely dysfunctional franchise. And to bring it back to Rosen, maybe that's how some team views Josh Rosen's rookie year. If Cliff Kingsbury and Clint Sterner said yesterday, man, if he was Cliff Kingsbury, he would be drafting Kyler Murray. Because if you're Cliff Kingsbury, don't try to take a square peg and put it in the round hole that is your air raid offense. If you're going to go air raid, go full air raid is basically what Clint was saying yesterday.
Yeah, but at what cost? I mean, that's going to impact your ability to build a good team around Kyler Murray if you do this.
It will, because Josh Rosen, if you trade him after this season, they're going to take an $11 million cap hit.
That's ridiculous.
You know, but it's the quarterback position, Rich. So if you know, if you feel like Kyler Murray is the guy, then and he's the guy who can take your franchise and get you caught up with these other great teams in your division, because that's a hard division, then an $11 million cap hit in a season where you're probably not going to win anyways ain't that big a deal.
It's not. I agree with that. And the other part of that is the way you quote-unquote offset that $11 million cap hit is by maximizing your return on a Josh Rosen deal. What might Josh Rosen yield on the market? Because nobody threw up any red flags and said, what the hell is Arizona thinking when they drafted him 10th last year? He was highly regarded.
He was. He absolutely was. There was talk that the Giants might have liked him up there. Right. You could have thrown, other than Baker at one, I feel like you could have thrown a blanket over the other three guys, Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, and Josh Rosen, and no pick from 2 to 10 would have surprised you with any of those three guys.
The question is...
So has his stock fallen?
Right. As highly regarded as he was a year ago at this time, has that close to historically bad rookie year caused that stock to plummet?
Right.
I'm not sure it should. The first thing I would note is that Arizona, arguably, Texans were in this conversation, Giants were in this conversation, arguably had the worst offensive line in the NFL last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he got sacked a lot.
He did. He did. And so the what, you know, how many teams had a high grade on him, and how many teams will look at it through the prism you're just talking about and say that wasn't his fault last year.
Wasn't Larry Fitzgerald banged up a lot last year?
He may have been, Rich. And Steve Wilks was the head coach there. They changed offensive coordinators midway through the season. Byron Leftwich called plays the second half of the year. Guy never called plays before. So it was a big dysfunctional mess. But if you're Cliff Kingsbury and you're hitting the reset button, why not go full reset on the whole thing and get your own guy? The big lead, the article on the big lead that I'm talking about speculates that a second-round pick would be the appropriate bounty for Josh Rosen. Okay. How would you feel if you're a Giant fan? How would you feel if the Giants decided to go with some other angle in the first round with the sixth overall pick? You know, maybe one of these pass rushers that are out there or you know, some help on defense or on the offensive line, which they need offensive line help.
Yeah.
And then trade their second-round pick for Josh Rosen. You liked Josh Rosen last year, if I remember correctly.
I did. I got to think about that a little bit. I guess I'd be okay with it.
Would you feel like you have your quarterback of the future?
And what I said a moment ago was not accurate. My bad. Larry Fitzgerald started every game last year for the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
They're at the age of 35, of course. I'm sorry. Say again.
So the Giants. I'm trying to use an example that you would have a strong opinion on.
Yeah, if the Giants drafted a franchise left tackle, well, they got Solder. I'm trying to.
That's
think
all right.
What,
draft
what
somebody,
can...
put him at right tackle, and then cut Solder in 2 years when he's terrible.
Yeah. Well, let's just say if they use that sixth overall
for
pick
something
to
else,
fill a big need
right
that exists on that team right now. And use their second-round pick to acquire Josh Rosen. As a Giant fan, I would be happy with that.
I think the best thing for Josh Rosen would be for one of these good teams with a veteran quarterback who they're pushing their late 30s or early 40s.
Eli Manning.
I'm talking about a high-performing veteran quarterback. I'm talking about Rivers or Breeze or Brady or Roethlisberger, guys who still have a couple, 2-3 years, guys who you would want Josh Rosen sitting on the bench watching play and learning from. Would they flip a second or a third round pick and feel like, okay, we're going to sit this guy, and if XYZ quarterback decides to retire in a year or two, then at least we've got our guy. And instead of sitting in a dysfunctional cesspool like Arizona, he sat underneath the Brady learning tree or the Breeze learning tree, and he's figured out life.
I wonder how Gruden feels about him, John Gruden.
About Josh Rosen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. I think any team that's in the market for one of these rookie quarterbacks, I think looking at what Arizona might do, has to go back and look at their grade book from last year and say, what did we think of him, and how much of what happened in Arizona is his fault? To get to what I teased into the segment, Rich, if Josh Rosen, 1 year into his rookie deal, is worth a second-round pick, what is Deshaun Watson worth 2 years into his rookie deal with 5 comeback wins in the fourth quarter, the first season of 4,000 yards passing, 500 yards rushing, and the touchdown numbers to go with it?
Have you done the math on what the hit would be for the Texans if they moved Deshaun Watson, which, of course, they're never going to do.
I just think these are
fun. This is a hypothetical.
I think these are fun hypotheticals,
and
I think it's just another way in this offseason to illustrate the worth of Deshaun Watson to this team.
I think you get at least a couple of number ones.
Rich, I think it starts with a couple of number ones. I don't even know if I return the call if the first offer is just 2 number ones.
right.
And some of it depends on who the team is that's offering them. Let's face it, the number one pick in the top 10 is not worth the same thing as the number one pick that's on the back end.
No, it's not.
You know,
and
they're certainly not
entertaining a phone call from Jacksonville.
You got to factor that in too, right? You cancel out all the division teams.
Right.
Rich, I think like at minimum it's the RG3 package from a few years ago where it wound up being 3 first rounders and you're mixing in a third and a fifth.
That sounds about right.
It's got to be like the Herschel Walker package, right? To even like return.
I don't know if we're ever going to see a package like that again, but RG3 is a good comparison. Three number ones and more.
Yeah, and for those who don't remember, it was Washington who moved up, I think, from 6 to 2 with the Rams.
Did he go right after Andrew Luck?
The second pick after Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't even know if 3 first-round picks do it for me. Rich, you're talking about a franchise that had – it took 17 years to find this guy.
Yeah.
No. You know?
Number one, before we entertain this hypothetical is, you know, hypotheticals are, you know, they're defined as something that could happen.
Right.
possibly, even a long shot.
Yeah.
This really doesn't qualify as a hypothetical. This qualifies as a pipe dream because it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
It's still fun, though.
It is. It's one of those things like, okay, it's a reinforcement that of the thing I say all the time. That's the most important employee in the building.
Yeah.
There's no disrespect to all of our friends who pull a Texans paycheck. The most important employee in the building, the most important person is Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Push comes to shove, I think they would admit that as well.
There is a price on everybody on the roster. There is a price on everybody. There's even a price on J.J. Watt, especially at age 30.
There's no doubt.
There's a price on everybody. There is no price on Deshaun Watson.
I don't think there is. Yeah. I really don't. You know, you can throw in the Ricky Williams deal. I mean, if you want to mortgage the future of your franchise, I still don't think the Texans are interested.
Yep.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.